Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-D, first name Karen, K-A-R-E-N, date of birth July 15, 1982, date of evaluation May 8, 2024, referring physician Dr. Theodore Schwartz, a chief complaint 41-year-old Hispanic female report for preoperative evaluation as she is scheduled for right wrist surgery. The HPI, a patient is a 41-year-old female who reports industrial injury during which she injured the right elbow, period. She stated that she hit her elbow against a metal shelf, period. She underwent surgery of the right elbow in 2022. However, she has had ongoing pain, which she described as tingling and numbness, worsened with activities of ADL, period. She underwent nerve conduction evaluation, which was consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. The patient has had persistent pain, which she rates as 7 minus 8/10, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. It is limited to the right wrist, period. Her past medical history includes 1, migraines, next number, depression, past surgical history, right elbow surgery, medications, Lexapro, unknown dose, allergies, unknown drug allergies, family history, an aunt with diabetes, social history. She notes the use of cigarettes. Correction, she denies cigarette, alcohol, or drug use. Renewal systems. Cardiac, she reports occasional palpitations, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/83, pulse 76, respiratory rate 15, height 66 inches, weight 241.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, unremarkable. The musculoskeletal, the right wrist demonstrates a positive tenor sign. There is decreased grip involving the right wrist, period. The impression, this is a 41-year-old female with history of obesity, next number migraine, next number depression, right suffered a right wrist injury, period. Patient is felt to have carpal tunnel syndrome and is now scheduled for surgery. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Of note, she underwent EKG. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute. There is evidence of old anterior wall myocardial infarction. However, this is unchanged from EKG of August 2022. Patient is felt clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same sign, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.